to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have enormous problems with our debt. Our debt is approaching 100% of our gross domestic product. Our whole economy is equal to our debt now. That's a real problem. One of the things that I think really got me about his budget when I saw the proposals, that some of it's a 10-year plan. He's going to spend $46 trillion over 10 years. Just the mind-boggling nature of that number. But it's also going to double the amount of debt. When he came into office, there was $8 billion in debt. I complained about the Republicans. I'm one of the few who ran in the primary saying Republicans weren't doing a good job. He's going to leave office if he wins another term with $27 billion. He's going to triple the debt during his period of time. And it's not just whether it's Democrats versus Republicans. It's can the country sustain that level of debt?
And is it a statement of our values to deprive women of primary care? When it comes to health and education, Republicans put women and children last.
Well, there you have the two radically different points of view on the budget process, Nancy Pelosi and Rand Paul. What do you think? 800-510-8255. The budget is where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio and the discussion of the president's budget, what the Republicans can do to fix it or not. Some of the right-of-center folks in Congress trying to cut arts funding. Democrats seek to restore family planning and health research funds. This debate continues. Sweeping spending bill, trying to clean up the budget mess. Is it possible to do that, or are we back in polarization city? 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen here. This hour, as I say, begins with a focus on the budget by going to talk host Michael Brown's program, who speaks frankly about what the president is or isn't doing in his mind.
The president printed his, you know, multi-thousand page budget from the Office of Management and Budget and threw it up on Capitol Hill. It was such a waste of money. They print this 2,000 or 3,000 page book, OMB does, and they box it up and they haul these huge boxes up to Capitol Hill. I don't know how much it costs to print the stupid thing, but that alone could save money. And actually, for you do-gooders out there, it'd save some trees. Instead, put it online. Obama says we're in the digital age. Put the budget is online, but I'm saying transmit it digitally. We don't need a big honking phone book-sized budget to look at. And, of course, at the state level, legislators are in session, and they're looking at budgets, too. Now, first, with respect to the federal budget, it's dead. It's absolutely dead. This president, I assume he heard the American people, and he heard them with respect to what was going on with the economy. And his proposal was to put together a $3.6 or $3.7 trillion budget, of which $1.7 trillion is borrowed money. Now, think about that at home. Here's what you do at home. This evening after work, when you get home to dinner, you and the wife or you and the husband or you and the boyfriend, girlfriend, or you and the dog sit down at the dinner table and you say, here's what we're going to do. I know we make $25,000 a year, but the budget for the rest of 2011 is going to be $50,000. And then you call me and tell me how long that lasts. We are spending ourselves into oblivion. And we have reached that Malcolm Gladwell tipping point that says we're not going to make it any further. It is unsustainable. And what frustrates me as much about the president's budget, and I know I need to be patient. In fact, that story's around here somewhere. The president actually said at his news conference on Monday, I think it was, that we need to learn to be patient. Well, I think the time for patience expired a long time ago. But he says that if we'll stick with his budget, over time, we'll be able to reduce the deficit. That is pure, unadulterated hogwash. It's not true at all. And how he can stand up there in the West Wing, in the Brady briefing room, and say those things is beyond the pale. I don't get how he can bald-faced lie about this budget.
There's a Michael Brown on his radio program focusing on the president and not telling the truth about the budget. What do you think about this budget? How does it affect you? I keep looking at these stories, and I'll highlight some of them. As I'm in California, there are a lot of local stories, local school boards, municipalities affected by this, the state, and this has to be the same probably pretty much where everybody is that's listening to this program. From a talk radio interview this week, Tony Blankley, who is with the Washington Times, talks about the surprising way the media, the news media, the press corps, went after the president as he tried to defend this budget.
I was pleasantly surprised that the press corps, the White House press corps, that has been a great friend of the administration, from beginning to end of the press conference yesterday, was very tough on the president. The Washington Post had an editorial yesterday morning, you know, saying the president punted. And I think, you know, the president's obviously playing the same template, the same cards that Clinton played against Newt and our team back in 95. Accused, you know, don't make any proposals, don't deal with the problem, and any efforts the Republicans make to deal with the problem, call it irresponsible and draconian and cruel and heartless.
Right.
And that sort of worked for Clinton last time, but I'm not sure that that's the smart play this time. And Obama got it, the president got a taste of it yesterday. But, I mean, the lead question from the Associated Press, which has not been hostile to this administration, was very tough. And basically, almost all the commentary from the Boston Globe to the Washington Post, all the liberal editorial pages have ripped into the president for not showing leadership, because the difference is that now everybody understands that we've got to do something pretty dramatic, or it's going to be the death of our economy. And so the president has obviously chosen to play what people in town have always thought to be the shrewd rather than the leadership hand, and we'll see whether it's shrewd. But I kind of live in a little bit of hope that the public's, you know, look to the facts. They're better informed because of talk radio and the Internet.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they're going to be suckers for the all the charges that liberals and Democrats usually make against any effort to rein in the deficit.
Tony Blankley, with a focus on his surprise. Is the news media doing its job or not? A lot of what people talk about on the radio comes as a result of reporting in the news. That's why we call it News Talk Radio. So we get to some more of this as we go to some of the news sources. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Live from Progressive,
it's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to KMNY in Dallas, KXYZ in Houston, and KRCM in Beaumont, Texas, some of the Texas affiliates who carry the Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, on with the countdown now to an excerpt from Cisco Cotto's radio program, where he talks to Fox News analyst Juan Williams about the press conference the president had in his defense of the budget.
For starters, I mean, let's talk about the tone of the questioning to the president. I was a little surprised. It kind of seemed like they were going at him a little bit.
I think deservedly so. I think it's a real question of leadership on the critical issue of our day, which is, you know, the federal government's budget just being way out of whack. And here's the president who had a presidential commission, a deficit commission, you know, say, here are the steps that we need to take as an American people in order to get the budget straight, to prevent inflation from rocketing out of sight, to protect the ability to, you know, to invest in defense spending critical to our national security. The president didn't adopt any of their recommendations, and then he comes out with a budget that really is sheepish in terms of saying, oh, we're going to have a five-year freeze. This is a long trajectory in which we can eventually hope to cut down, some of the discretionary domestic spending. He doesn't take on Social Security. He doesn't take on Medicare or Medicaid spending. And those are the big-ticket items. That's what we have to do in order to get the budget straight. Now, I will say in his defense, you don't see the Republicans doing this either, but, of course, he's the president, and I think that's why the press corps yesterday said, hey, where's the leadership from the executive?
Yeah, that's what we are expecting, even people who disagree with him. Now, what he's allowed is he's allowed conservatives to be able to raise that leadership question with him. Of course, they're not going to like whatever he proposes, but he's given them an in now to be able to go out there. I've heard it. It must be a talking point now, because I've heard it all over, people saying, where's the leadership?
Where's the leader? Well, you know, I mean, I think it's fair, don't you? He's the president. I mean,
yeah.
I understand that, you know, the White House says, well, why should we go first and get beat up by people who are going to say, cut my Medicare benefits, cut my Social Security, I'll show you, and run over to the Republican side for their votes. But I understand Republicans need to step up, too. There has to be a notion of shared sacrifice. So, from the White House perspective, they advertise this as a placeholder. You know, let's see if we can develop some trust, if the Republicans and the Democrats can sit down and present this together to the American people, so you're not giving a political weapon to your opponent, be it Democrat or Republican, in what's going to be a very difficult discussion about, you know, it's a family table discussion about what we can't afford.
We can afford some things, can't afford other things. Man, you got to figure it's got to go down a lot more than any proposals that we've heard so far. Juan Williams there talking about the president in the press. The House sending mixed signals, canceling $450 million for a costly alternative engine to the next generation F-35. The Pentagon wanted that. And then they turned around and approved amendments by Democrats to ease cuts to economic development grants and popular grant programs. So are the only ones who are really protesting the Tea Party people? The others are fighting, but not fighting that hard, the other Republicans?
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is Doug Steffen, and our focus on the budget, the Republicans on one side, Democrats on the other, but the Republicans have two sides, too. The Tea Party approach to this, and then the regular leadership, the Boehners and the McConnells of the world, Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, they don't seem to be as pushy as some of the folks like Rand Paul that really want to cut into and bore into this budget. Whose side are you on? 800-510-8255. Here's South Carolina talk host Russ Cassell talking about hundreds of amendments that have already been filed on this budget.
You know, there's going to be a bunch of amendments that are going to hit the House floor as part of this whole debate over spending bills. It's up for debate over the next several days, next several weeks. I noticed yesterday there's a total of 403 amendments filed. Republicans wrote 262, Democrats 141. A majority of the amendments so far, 285, comes at the end of the bill because the way the legislation is structured, because it's been written in such a way it's hard to get an amendment in unless it's a broad amendment to trim the bill of an overall program, which is why many of those come at the end of the bill where it's a little easier to make them, you know, matter from a parliamentary perspective. But there's a couple of interesting amendments out there. Representative Randy Neubauer, Republican, Texas, has offered an amendment that says there will be no money to repair, alter, or improve the executive residence of the White House. He cuts the funding for alterations to the White House, and he's added it to deficit reduction. That's kind of interesting. I bet Michelle's not happy about that. And then, but my favorite so far comes from Steve Womack. He has put in an amendment where there wouldn't be any funds for the presidential teleprompter.
Ah, my God. Can you imagine? What childish foolishness. Here we have Frank Beckman on his program talking to Congressman Dave Camp from Michigan, who's chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, about the defense on the president's part of his budget.
You've seen the president's proposals. You heard him defend it at a press conference yesterday where he once again said we need all this spending to win the future that has a lot of us using just the acronym WTF. But what was your reaction to it?
Well, I think disappointing. I think given the chance the president had to really sort of push some and take some bold steps to really address our fiscal problems. He didn't do it. And so I think it's tremendously disappointing. I think instead of really focusing on how we get the private part of the economy moving again and create jobs, the president really raised taxes. He did not really address any fundamental reform, either in tax policy or in terms of curbing entitlement spending or addressing our debts. And I think actually will hurt the ability of the economy to grow.
Now, talk about the entitlement issue, because this is something that, some people were expecting he might actually touch on in this budget message, but it wasn't there. And others are saying, well, the Republicans aren't really giving us any proposals for cutting entitlements and getting rid of those unfunded liabilities for the future either.
Well, he basically ignored his own debt commission, which I served on, and didn't really address any of those problems. I think it's a very timid approach. Our gross debt is already 100% of our economy. So we are really at the place where we need to address this. And if your debt is at that level, we learned in the debt commission, it really takes about 1% off economic growth, and in the U.S. it's a million jobs. So I just don't know how many more alarm bells need to be rung by experts before the administration begins to hear that and act accordingly.
Let's see if we can get some of your calls in now. I think we've had enough of the experts and the pundits and the talk hosts. Now it's your turn at 800-510-8255 to rally around the cause of the budget here on the countdown.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Adults spend up to 90% of their time indoors and inhale approximately 2,300 gallons of air a day. But extended exposure to pollutants in the air can cause eye, nose, and throat irritation, respiratory problems, headache, fatigue, and even allergy symptoms. However, homeowners do have the power to combat indoor air pollutants and improve their home's air quality. One common first line of defense is a home air filtration system. For example, the Carrier Infinity air purifier. It not only traps pollutants, but also uses a unique ionization process to kill bacteria, viruses, and mold, which standard air cleaners can't do. The whole home purifier, installed in line with the ductwork of a home's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, repurifies the air as many as 8 times an hour, removing a majority of pathogens, allergens, and pet dander. In fact, the Infinity air purifier cleans more than 100 times more air than some of the popular portable units. For more information on improving your indoor air quality, visit www.residential.carrier.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Work with us.
I'm Doug Steffen here with our Talk Radio Review, counting down through the course of the week and then on the weekends. We have 2 hours a day and 3 hours on the weekend to overview the top 10 items, the decisions made by Talkers Magazine as they overview, along with the staff of this program, what it is that's hot in the word of some, the hottest of the hot. This is a discussion of the budget as we have time for now. Your calls at 800-510-8255. President formally unveiling his 2012 budget plan this week. Now it goes through Congress. This is a perilous route. A lot of maneuvering, and the Republicans don't seem really to be agreeing, because the on one side the Tea Party wants to do one thing, and the regular sort of tied and true Republicans want to do something else. They want to get along to a certain extent. Doesn't look like the Tea Party wants to get along at all. Has the president presented an overly tame budget? That's what one newspaper editorial position was. That was a pretty interesting description of things. Karen in Illinois, focusing on tax cuts. Thanks for the call, Karen. Go ahead, please.
I'm for the high-speed rail, mainly. Our roads are so congested that you can't get around. Plus, it would, you know, create jobs. And I'd like to know why nobody's brought up, we've been in wars for 10 years, why there isn't a war tax. This is the only time in the history of the United States that they have not paid for going to war. You know, everybody keeps saying there's a revenue, there's a revenue problem. Not, they keep cutting taxes. How in the world do they expect to pay for this budget if you keep cutting at the lower end? You don't pay for wars. You give tax cuts that people should not have, and they go to the lower end. Everybody needs to give a little bit.
You know, what this points out, Karen, because we keep carping on the little man and how much tax is paid by those who make between, let's say, $45,000 and $100,000 a year, the burden being on them and the rich people. If we had a different tax system, not the income tax, but a sales tax, even though there are a lot of Democrats who want to say, especially the liberals, oh, my God, this is a regressive tax and people won't pay their fair share. You pay on what you can afford to buy. What could be more fair than that? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Instructions are on the homepage at DougSteffen.com. Gary in Virginia, an accountant who has some important thoughts on this.
I am an accountant here in Warren, and I volunteer at the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. And I think that the people that are making these decisions should get out there in the streets and see the people that need the aid before they make these decisions. When I saw that they're cutting the community services block grant in half, it affects all of the low-income and vulnerable people in our society, and I feel that that is a decision that they make without proper knowledge of the people it helps. All these people that are under the community services block grants are the people that are the low income and the poverty in our society and need all the help they can get. And to cut that program in half, to me, seems to be a very drastic cut.
Yep. A lot of people are asking what happens if the two can't agree on the budget. The current budget isn't even in agreement, never mind the one for 2012. If nothing is done, the government will be unable to pay its bills and will be forced to shut down, and there are a lot of Tea Party people who think that that's a good idea. What do you think? 800-510-8255 on our countdown. Chuck is in El Paso listening to KTSM.
I retired after 19 years from civil service and Army civil service, and what happened is I just received last week from Office of Personnel Management the tax increase with my monthly retirement. Now, my question is, it wasn't much of a tax increase, I have to admit, but this is the beginning, I think, of more things to come. Now, one of the things that I don't hear any of my congressmen or any of the congressmen or any of the senators saying, for instance, Senator Kyle from Arizona is going to be retiring. Senator Judge Gregg from New Hampshire is going to be retiring. These gentlemen have been in the Senate for over 19 years. Senator Kyle, I know for a fact, is going to be making over $140,000 a year in retirement. I only make $750 a month in retirement. I have not heard one word about these gentlemen paying more taxes than I am.
You know, it's interesting, Chuck, that you bring that up because, again, here in California, but it's being done all around the country, there's now a real focus on the outrageous, outrageous retirement packages that public employees get. There are many people here in California who are getting 100% of what their salaries were during their working years as retirement. How do you justify that? How do you make that work? Well, people have been asleep. They haven't known. There have been sweetheart deals that have been pushed through. All of that stuff is something that needs to be dealt with. Let's turn our attention to Greg, who's in Lexington, Kentucky, listening to the countdown. You're on the air live, Greg.
Sir, I want to first thank you for having your show. I think the fact that Americans are getting more involved, at least in dialogue and addressing certain issues, I think that is a beginning of something.
Agreed.
You had a caller that was on about the taxes, about the budget. But the gentleman that just called brings up a very interesting point that I would like to address. We talk about entitlement programs and entitlement programs, that they're ultimately the drain in conjunction with the debt. But what people fail to understand when they listen to the rhetoric, if the legislators had left Social Security alone and hadn't started plundering it under Johnson and continue to plunder it to this day with surpluses, Social Security would be solved. We wouldn't have this problem. And I just want to leave you with this statement. And I'd like every listener that's listening to think about what I'm saying right now, because this is the most important thing. If, in fact, term limits are good enough for the executive branch of government, then why not the legislature and judicial as well? Thank you very much for taking my call, sir.
Sure thing. Not a bad thought, sir. Thank you. A lot of people probably would agree with you. 800-510-8255. Tim writes in, to say this administration spends money like a drunken sailor is unfair to sailors. The proposed $3.7 trillion budget is a deficit of $1.1 trillion included in it. For the mathematically challenged, nearly 30% of the money the Obama administration proposed to spend is borrowed. How can the president call this kind of spending a tough choice? Where are those who said that George Bush's $400 billion deficits were wrecking the economy? You know, it's really sort of tantamount to just foolishness here is they talk about cutting I think Secretary Gates said, well, we're going to cut $78 billion out of the Pentagon budget. Well, that's not out of the present budget. That was out of the proposed increase going into effect in 2012. So how disingenuous is that? Cut $78 billion out of the present budget, please, sir. Bill writes, that was an interesting photo of the president that I saw in the newspaper explaining his budget to Baltimore school children. I guess he was practicing talking to the House GOP majority. All right, let's see here. What else have we got? That here's actually a group of talk radio callers. This is what we do here. We try to present three or four different snippets, if you will, of quick thoughts from people that we've listened to who've called us, and we've edited for time purposes.
There's an easy way to drop the deficit, get rid of the perks and the Bush tax cut for the wealthy.
Why wasn't they jumping up and down during the budget? Because the two wars were funded, they were never in the budget. Why weren't they screaming and hollering about that? And the second question, why the Republicans will not pass a bill saying that my Social Security funds that I paid into for almost 45 years go into Social Security and not the general fund?
What I can't believe is that they're cutting the heat assistance for low-income Americans in half. I think that's going to be the difference. It's going to be make it or break it for a lot of low-income folks that I know and so on. I think people are going to be choosing between staying warm and eating or, you know, paying other bills and such. I mean, there's tons of billions that could be cut in the defense, in the Pentagon's budget. I mean, there's tons of money that they don't even know where it goes.
I think we need to cut foreign aid out. We're spending twice as much now on schools as we was 2 years ago. And as far as infrastructure, I think we need to maintain our infrastructure, but I think we need to put a halt on building a lot more new roads.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The best part of waking up is Folgers Indoor Cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
800-510-8255, and the connection to the countdown via email is doug@dougstefan.com. Let's shift gears and move over to a discussion of what's happening in the Middle East and this continuing focus on Laura Logan, the CBS reporter who was attacked during the protesting. Here, talk host Michael Kastner talks to a female police officer who thinks the network had no business sending her.
Woman in to a situation like this where she cannot be armed. She can't be. She's a reporter. A reporter's cannot be armed because when you're in a war zone or a situation like that, you're seen as a combatant. So reporters can't be armed. When you're in war, you're surrounded by the troops that you're with. You're not armed. If you happen to be a female soldier, you're a soldier. You're armed. You're trained. You happen to be a lady cop, you're armed. You're trained. But if I'm a guy who's a manager in the United States going to send a reporter into a situation like this, I got to be thinking, do I want to take responsibility for this lady? And also, if I want to hire her, yes, I'm going to, but I've got to hire extra security for you. I don't have enough money. So do you want to take less money? Well, I'm not allowed to do that legally. What am I supposed to do? Candace, you're a police officer, and your take was really, really interesting to me because it's a lot different than I thought it would be from a police officer who happens to be a female.
The thing that they always teach you as an officer is officer safety first.
Mm-hmm.
And so although there are times that you have to take action without waiting for help, most of the time you can wait for help, and I don't care if you're male or female, you need to be safe, and you need to, there's more safety in numbers than there are in going alone and trying to take care of a situation on your own, unless you're in a situation where you absolutely have to.
Right.
And she was in I think they just put her in harm's way, and they didn't care. They wanted their story. But likewise, I think she didn't believe that any harm would come to her because of her position. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that I don't think she realized the seriousness of the situation that she was in.
And I think from what we understand, because she has not really commented or said anything since this attack, there was an assumption that I got from listening to some of the reports from fellow reporters that nobody expected anything like this, especially on Victory Day, you know, when everybody's supposedly happy that Mubarak is a step down. But you know what? I wasn't surprised. And when I heard that she had been kidnapped, I thought, my God, you know, this has probably happened to her. The same thing with Hala Gharani, who's a female international correspondent for CNN, who was taken off to the side, but immediately some proper Egyptian men grabbed hold of her and took her to safety and kept her with her crew and everything. This other woman, Lara Logan, was separated from her crew, and I don't think any of those people thought this would happen to her. So would you say that I'm out of my mind when I say, as a man, I don't think I would, even if she wanted to go, I wouldn't send her in?
Absolutely not.
All right, here's Katie Couric commenting on this Lara Logan thing.
Since the beginning of the uprising in Egypt, more than 50 journalists covering it have become targets of violence, including our own chief foreign affairs correspondent, Lara Logan. Lara was covering the celebrations in Cairo last Friday when she was surrounded by a mob, sexually assaulted and beaten. She was rescued by a group of women and Egyptian soldiers. Lara is back in the States now, and we're pleased to report she's recovering well in the hospital. Our thoughts and prayers are with her, and of course, we wish her the very best.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues in this vein in a few moments.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. 7.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As Twitter managed to create history in the Middle East, Twitter is following the status of Lara Logan as well, and that's what we're reporting on and discussing here. A few of your calls coming up in a moment. First, though, we listened to another review of this issue with host Dory Munson. Here speaking about an NYU professor who took to Twitter to criticize Lara Logan for supporting the war in Iraq.
There's this guy. His name is Nir Rosen. Nir Rosen is a professor at NYU, or a NYU fellow, who's extensively covered the Iraq war. He is an extreme left-wing professor. I know, that's redundant. For NYU. And he disagreed with the Iraq war. He also believes that Lara Logan, as a CBS correspondent, did not do enough to disagree with the Iraq war. So yesterday, Nir Rosen went on Twitter and joked about this woman being raped. His first post was, she was probably groped like thousands of other women, which is still wrong, but if it was worse than that, I'm sorry. And then he tweeted, my wife didn't dedicate her career to promoting America's wars. Then, Nir Rosen at NYU tweeted, Lara Logan had to outdo Anderson, meaning Anderson Cooper, who was roughed up by a crowd in Tahrir Square. Lara Logan had to outdo Anderson. And then he said, it would be humorous if Anderson, too, had been sexually assaulted. Yeah, that'd be really funny if other people had been raped, too, according to this professor. And again, all of this because he believes Lara Logan didn't do enough to protest the wars. Oh, he went on. Jesus, at a moment when she is going to become a martyr and glorify, we should at least remember her role as a major warmonger. And then, F it. I apologize for being insensitive. It's always wrong. That's obvious. But I'm rolling my eyes at all the attention she'll get. And then, shortly after that, and as a result of that, I hope people remember her role glorifying war and condemning Rolling Stones Hastings while defending McChrystal. So this is a professor, a NYU fellow, who all he can think about when he heard that this woman had been raped, brutally sexually assaulted, all he could think about was his blind left-wing ideology. And, of course, you know, we've talked about this before. There are few people more hateful than left-wingers towards those with whom they disagree. I mean, Laura Logan wasn't a woman who had been raped. She was a warmonger. She was somebody who should be ridiculed. Oh, we'll joke about Henderson Cooper getting raped, too. That'd be funny.
All right. So this guy, Munson's kind of an idiot. The professor's kind of an idiot. The folks that are the professor who criticizes Laura Logan for supporting the war as if that stance justified what happened to her in Egypt. But him talking about liberals like that, what, right-wing Republicans aren't guilty of the same thing? Come on, pal. All right, let's get a couple of calls in on this. Pat in Las Vegas listening to KNUU. Go ahead, please.
Okay, women need to be protected. We know that. But what nobody has mentioned so far, mob mentality. These people, these monsters, were in a mob. The woman knew what she was facing, as horrible as it is. She had the skills, she had the knowledge, she had the expertise, and I'm very sure she was told this. You know, this is a third world mentality where they have no respect, no regard for women. You're a woman. You're a beautiful blonde woman. You're taking a risk here. I don't think that they could have kept her from going. And I think this lady, as horrible as this was, I don't think they could have stopped her unless they said, no, you're absolutely not going. It was a horrible, horrible thing. You know, she went in there thinking it was going to be a lot better than it was. And very quickly, a mob can turn, and they did.
All right, Tabitha thinks Logan got attacked because it was obvious she was an American.
We keep saying blonde hair, blue-eyed, blonde hair, blue-eyed. I think the problem wasn't that she was blonde hair, blue-eyed. She obviously did not fit in physically because there were obviously other women present who were not attacked. So, therefore, it had to do with the fact that the fact that she was American, the fact that she was blonde hair, blue-eyed, those are secondary to the fact that she did not look like those who were there.
No, she did not. All right, so that controversy continues, and we'll be around to talk about it here on the Talk.